on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, happy second weekend in August. Deja vu all over again, Mr. Wingman.
Indeed it is.
We're still in August. Darn, hot August.
Yes.
Whoa, nothing like this ever before.
Okay. You mean as far as hot this far into the season?
Yes.
It is warm.
I
no
know.
Question about it.
I know. My air conditioner's still on. You know what I discovered? Okay.
This is going to be good. In my car,
I have a steering wheel warmer that you so awesome during the winter.
I agree.
And a seat warmer during the winter. I discovered it has a seat cooler. I pressed the little seat thing that looks like a fan, and air conditioning comes out in the seat.
Really?
Yes.
Because I've got same thing, heat warmer,
you
heat
do?
Cooler. But I always forget about the cooler.
I never saw it before.
In the wintertime, I remember the heater and
the
steering wheel.
Oh, heck yeah.
Those
but
are
it
really
has a
nice.
Seat cooler.
Huh. I'll have to try that one. I keep forgetting about it.
It doesn't have a steering wheel cooler.
Right.
But the steering wheel gets so hot. Even when you have the sunshades in, it gets so hot. But anyway, I think I'm ready for...
Fall.
Winter.
You're just
going
to skip fall?
I'm just going right out of fall, right into winter. So we had a wonderful show last weekend with Mr. Jeff Branlin, AES, Assurance Electrical Services, and we talked plumbing.
Yes, we did.
What a great show. What a great guy. Lots of super information. And, you know, it's pretty heartwarming that we have members like that.
It is. Indeed, it is.
So what's new with you? Don't tell me you're busy.
Boy, I am so bored.
Oh, seriously?
No.
I have not heard that coming from you for a long time.
Sometimes I wish I could be
say
a little
we're bored.
Bored,
I know.
But no, things are brisk, but that's good.
That is very good. Are you working on new homes?
Actually, I just got a contract on adding a casita and a garage to an existing residence. And then we have another one in architecture that's getting ready to come back
Perfect.
Out. So
and
keeping me busy.
I'm assuming you're pulling permits.
Permits? What are those? Yes, we are.
Okay, good boy, good boy. So we have a wonderful show this morning. We're going to talk insurance. The dreaded insurance.
So what kind of a curveball? Now, we gave the electrician plumbing questions. What can we give our insurance expert?
We could talk about...
accounting or banking?
Accounting.
Or...
Concrete.
Oh, concrete.
Concrete.
That's a good one. That's
yes.
Good one.
Oh, no. Insurance. We'll talk about insulation.
Okay.
Insurance, insulation,
IN.
Yes,
yep.
Yes. Okay, take us to break, and when we come back, we will introduce the world to Ms. Angela Smith with Comparian Insurance Agency.
Perfect. And we might even learn a little bit about insulation along the way. Or not.
Maybe, or not, or not.
You're listening to Hammer Time.
The studio needs to be insulated. It's too hot in here.
It is a little warm. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, grab the OJ, or
the chocolate milk.
Don't touch that dial because we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. We want to introduce you to Ms. Angela Smith, Comparian Insurance Agency, and Ms. Angela is an insurance agent.
Cool.
So welcome to Hammer Time, Angela.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
This is going to be so cool. She brought donuts.
Yum.
How come you haven't eaten yours yet?
I'm saving it.
For what?
For the intermission. I hate talking with my mouth.
Oh, I like talking with my mouth. Okay, Angela. Insurance is a moving target.
Yes.
How do you deal with it?
It's always something new. We're always learning something new training, continuing education courses. I represent over 20 companies, so there is a lot to keep up with in the company's rules. But I like what I do. I've been doing it. This is my 21st year.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in Prescott, in the insurance business. So I enjoy what I do. I like to take good care of my people and teach them along the way.
So you represent 20 different companies, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So that then is a positive position to be in for your clients, because you can shop all of their needs with 20 different companies. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes. It's better than being a captive agent.
That's what a word. I knew there was a word. Okay.
Yes. So I can say, hey, it looks good over here. Your home might look good with one company, but your auto, not with that same company, a different company. So I have that way to shop it and put it all together and build you your own personal puzzle of what looks best for you and your insurance.
So then in your case and with other homeowners, you always thought it was the rule of thumb to put all of your insured objects, mm-hmm. i.e. home, boat, car, ATV, jewelry, guns, under one carrier.
Mm-hmm.
But that may not be the case.
That's very true. It used to be that way years ago. That was kind of the norm, and it was the better thing to do. But nowadays, you save a lot of money by separating them.
Oh.
There's a lot of, because some companies specialize in the ATVs and the motorcycles, and they have better rates than the company that doesn't specialize, but yet you had your home and auto over here with them. So that's what I do for my people, is I shop it and I build the package for them. And although you might have two or three companies, you still have me as your agent. So you just have one point of contact when you need to make a change or have a question, even though you're with separate companies.
I get a lot of phone calls. Sandy, we're looking at renewing our insurance, and what is the square footage cost to build? That cannot be answered.
It's kind of like, what's it cost to buy a car?
I know. Depends on what kind of car.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I tell them that they really need to go to their insurance agent, because don't a lot of them, Angela, have programs that they can put in a computerized calculation thing, and the insurance agent should be able to guide them as to, well, do you want full replacement? Do you want XYZ? Do you want ABC?
Yes. Every company uses what's called a replacement cost estimator. So it's built in every single quote that we do, even when it's an existing policy. As time goes on, if you're like, hey, it's been a few years since I've talked to Angela, mm-hmm. I want to see if my house still has the same. I just pop into that thing and I can make sure we have standard, semi-custom, custom, designer. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure all the things about your home are input correctly. To make sure that you're getting the right calculation. So it asks all those things, square footage, garage, is the garage attached, built in, all these things make a difference on rebuilding.
Sure.
So we put all those components in per your house. And then what it does is it spits us back a total and gives us the minimum that your house should be insured for. Like what the insurance company is saying, this is the minimum that we want to insure this home for. And then, of course, I always put replacement costs on my people's policies. I never let anybody go without replacement costs, as it's so important. I don't want you out there with actual cash value, because that just means a lot of money out of your pocket in the incident of a claim.
So share that with our listeners, what that difference means actual cash value and replacement cost.
Sure. So replacement cost, the definition of actual cash value is replacement cost minus depreciation. So if you have an actual cash value policy, you are going to have the replacement cost, but then they depreciate you.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you never want actual cash value on your home. It's something you always, always, always want to have replacement costs so that in the event of something happening, you get what it takes to repair that, repair or replace your home, depending on if it's a total loss or a partial, that you get the replacement cost.
Okay. So replacement cost, if they have laminate countertops and the house burns down, how do we put in a replacement cost should they want granite countertops?
Okay, so those are things that can happen, but the homeowner pays the difference. Mm-hmm. So if you had laminate and then you decided, hey, because of this, I'm going to upgrade, which is probably a nice time to upgrade if you wanted to, you'll pay the difference.
And you know that as the insurance agent.
Yes, so that's the insurance company is going to go on file and see what was in that RCE. That's where we put all the information. So
when you first wrote the policy.
Right.
Okay.
So if you do an upgrade, it's your job to call your agent and tell your agent, hey, by the way, I just redid my kitchen. We don't know that.
Good point. So if you don't call
and say, hey, I've done this, I always tell my people, anything you do, call me. Some of them make sense to call, and others, it's just a notation. You know, like, just got a dog. I can't go in anywhere and, like, I can put a note that you got a dog, but I can't change anything about the RCE. But the RCE, I got a detached garage. I need to know about that. Anything you do to update your home anytime, always, always call your agent because it's going to affect your policy. And if you don't, and laminate was on file, but granite is what you really have then, you're going to still get laminate because you didn't call in. And that's your job as the client to let us know those things.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, so just about anything that a person would do remodeling-wise, whether it's going from carpet to wood flooring, like you said, upgrading countertops, anything of a remodel, they should automatically call you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And that's almost everything. You're right. Windows, flooring, countertops, HVAC system.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Roof. Landscaping.
Yeah, all of it. All of it needs to be within your policy anytime you do something.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listeners, Angela, say that one more time.
Everything you do to your house to beautify it and upgrade it, make sure you contact your insurance agent to let them know so your policy can be adjusted and you get paid for what's actually in your
home. And if the policy's adjusted, more than likely, your premium is going to go up.
Most likely, your dwelling coverage is going to increase because now your home is worth more because of these components that are upgraded. So you're going to get more dwelling coverage, which, yes, in fact, means more price. But you want to spend that money.
You're covered.
But you're covered. Yeah, that's the thing, is being covered fully.
But just to be clear, for those bachelor guys that are out there, vacuuming on Saturday does not increase the value of your house. Is that a correct assumption?
This is correct.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So what about how often should people look at their homeowner policy? Every year, every 2 years? Because, Angela, look at what's happening to the price of construction materials.
Yes, every year. Every year you get that renewal, you should look it over. It shows you all the components in there. Every renewal that you get, it should show you everything that's listed.
Who seriously reads that renewal?
Okay, so don't read all of it unless you're very bored. But get to the pages that mean something, which are usually within the first 10 pages of the policy. The rest of it is all your exclusions, endorsements that was written by a lawyer. That's not what I'm asking you to read. You can if you want, but just the first 10 pages give you your declarations and how much coverage you have, and it'll show you the components. If you don't see the components because some companies don't show them to you at renewal, you can call your agent up and just say, hey, can we chat for a minute about what's in my components so I can make sure things are correct.
Makes sense. So now if your homeowner insurance is connected to your mortgage and paid out of your mortgage, then that is going to go up. That escrow amount will go up.
Yes.
If your policy increases, they'll pay the premium, but they'll adjust your escrow account.
They'll take it and just divide it by 12 and say, okay, your insurance was $20 more a month. Now the mortgage is going to make you pay $20 more a month.
And the insurance company lets the insurance company know that.
The insurance company reports that to the mortgage company when
Did
the
I
change.
Say that?
Yeah, you said the insurance to insurance, but I think we all understood what you meant.
I know what
the
you meant.
The insurance company.
Reports to the mortgage.
Yes.
Yes. I was following.
Okay. Okay.
We're all on board. You're the only one that's not following yourself.
I didn't follow myself. I'm going to follow myself now. It's time to take a break and eat a donut. Listeners, we'll be right back with our guest of the hour, Miss Angela Smith. Comparian Insurance Agency. She's an insurance agent. So don't move. Mike, Angela, the engineer, and me will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Happy weekend. We've got a great program for you this morning. We're talking insurance. But, Angela, we need to take a sidestep before we continue our conversation. Mike, I want to share with our listeners that the industry, all the contractors out there, you need to stay ahead of the curve.
Yep.
The 2024 code changes that every contractor needs to know. Mm-hmm. We've got two great locations where we're talking about the significant code changes to the 2024 IRC. August 20th at East Byer Sports from 11:30 to 1:30, right here. So all of you contractors, you can come to Prescott. 2 hours, lunch will be provided. Or we're doing another educational lunch over in Cottonwood, 11:30 to 1:30, the Board of Supervisors room in Cottonwood. You have not signed up yet.
So I will be at the Prescott one. So
okay, I will sign you up.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chuck and I, there's another member on our board. He and I are both on the county's Board of Appeals. Excuse me, an adjustment. And so we're going through the county changes.
Right.
So it's really interesting. They're trying to, all the municipalities are trying to get on board and have the same changes.
They've done a good job of doing it this year, yeah.
So, and then they're all going to try and implement it, looks like the 1st of January of 26. So absolutely, anybody in the building trades needs to be aware because there are changes coming down the road.
And we've got great handouts. We've got a comprehensive handout for everybody dealing with the code changes. The code officials are giving the presentation. So I say, be there or be square.
Absolutely.
You know, it's really nice that YCCA is doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of taken the lead in scheduling the dates and the times and making the handouts. And all the jurisdictions are going to be at these meetings to support one another.
And that's great because some people don't build in Prescott Valley, for example, but they do build in maybe the county in Prescott. Having all the municipalities there,
yep,
gives the ability for each municipality to say, we all agree on these items, but we all have individual interpretations of the following. So it's vital that you be there.
It is vital. Very vital.
Very vital.
Okay, let's get back with Angela, insurance agent for Comparian Insurance Agency. So we've discussed homeowner insurance. What did we miss, Miss Angela, that's important to share to the listeners?
What I think is very important is to have yourself an agent. I always think it's better to have an agent versus 1-800. I think people like the taking care of, you know. Mm-hmm. That they can pick up the phone and say, hey, Angela, a few shingles fell off my roof. The question, what should I do? And that's what I like to do with my people. I like to advise them. I like to be there for them, mm-hmm, when that happens, because I don't want them filing a claim maybe, because the claims are very much affecting you, yep, these days, and they stay with you for 5 years. Once you open one, you can't close it. Even if you decide not to move forward, there's still a big $0 payout, and it's on your history, and it affects you. Because if you get that second claim when you really do need to use it, say you have a kitchen fire, now here you go. You have two claims in 5 years. Not good. The companies don't like that.
Gotcha.
So I like to be there for my people to guide them. You know, call me when something happens. Of course, if it's a tragic something and you have a house, it's a no-brainer. You're just going to call the company and get the claim started. You can call me. I'll help you get your claim started. But the small things are the things I like to walk people through. Here's what will happen. Here's what you should do. get a free estimate first. Let's see what we're dealing with because we don't have water leaking anywhere. You know, water's a big thing. If I hear water, I just immediately want the claim open. But if I just fear minor things, even a little for a fender bender on a car, let's get an estimate. Let's see what we're talking about.
That's a very valid point because we all have deductibles, and depending on what that deductible is, you might have, as your example, a couple of shingles that blew off. But if you've got a $1,000 deductible and it's a unique situation in your roof and your roof doesn't really need replacement, it may only be a couple hundred bucks. But if you open that claim, and that's something I didn't realize, even if you don't go forward with the claim, it still stays on your
record. Oh, yes. It's part of your history.
That
it's in
I
a database. Yes. So always make sure you have someone to talk to about what you should do. And really, honestly, I'm telling people, use your insurance for catastrophic only, whether it's home or auto. That's really what I want people to do because every little claim you file, it just keeps affecting your rates more. It's about frequency. The companies have changed how they look at things over the last couple years. And the people who are using it pay more, even if it's a small tow claim for $80 or a small roof claim for $1,200. Mm-hmm. They're paying more because they're using it. So we want to save you your insurance for that catastrophic something that hopefully never happens.
Makes sense.
I'm surprised at the number of homeowners that don't have homeowner insurance.
Yeah, I couldn't find that exact number, but it's probably up there because of the wildfire scoring that we've been dealing with.
And they own their homes, their older homes. Mm-hmm. I get it. They're in a income category where some of them may not be able to afford it, but a lot of people don't have homeowner insurance.
I know. I was reading an article. I get like an insurance article that a lot of them is due to price. A lot of just people that just can't afford it have, and their house is paid for. They're just going without it.
Wow.
Which is very scary.
Kind of like people that go without health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the same kind of, I mean, you're self-insuring, right? That's what you're doing at that point. But there's also the wildfire that we're up against here, and it's been looking a little bit uglier this year than last, where a lot of companies have left us and said, we don't want to sell insurance in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Pine Top, Pace, and all of northern Arizona. So it's gotten harder to find insurance, but those people, I do say, call me because I am a broker for over 20 companies. I will shop it for you. That's what I do. Quotes are free. My advice is free. Let me see what I can do for you if you're in a situation of either really high priced insurance or no insurance at all.
You know, that's very true, and that hits home with me personally because the company I was with for years and years and years continually raised the prices, no claims, and they finally sent me a letter, said, we're not going to be insuring anymore in your area. First of all, they just sent one, said, we won't be renewing, and then they sent out a follow-up letter saying, gee, nothing personal, but we're not going to be insuring in your area.
Yeah.
And I was very surprised in trying to go out and find replacement coverage. Actually, there was replacement coverage for those people, those companies that would insure in this area, was much, much less than what I had been paying.
Than what you were even paying, sometimes.
So it pays to shop.
It does. It does. It pays to shop and look around. Just make sure when you do shop, you try to stick with a company for at least 1 to 3 years because there's what's behind the scenes called an insurance score, and your length of time you stay with someone matters. So I do tell people that try to stay 1 to 3 years unless you get non-renewed or something, you know, that's out of your control because your insurance score is a big factor of what you pay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's called the Clue Report, right?
Well, the Clue Report's all the claims.
Yes.
That's where we see all the claims, so no one can get away with hiding one.
We have to take a break, Angela. Sorry.
Okay, no worries.
We'll be right back. Listeners, don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. You are tuned in to Hammer Time. Today is Saturday, unless you tune in tomorrow, and then it's Sunday.
Correct.
Wow, we've got the days of our week down. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Our guest with us this morning is Ms. Angela Smith. She's an insurance agent, and she works for Comparian Insurance Agency. So homeowner insurance, a big deal. Shop around. Everybody, look at your policies every year. Make sure you're current. You've got replacement value. What else can we say about homeowner insurance?
What else I'll say is take jewelry off of your homeowner's policy. Plenty of people have it on their policy. It's an old school thing, an old school thought. Get it off of your homeowner's policy for two reasons. Number one, if you have a separate policy through Jewelers Mutual, which is the big company out there, I represent them, then if you ever have a claim for your jewelry, you are not affecting your home insurance rates. Right?
Good point.
Because you don't want those claims on your home policy because those claims affect you, right? We don't want more than 2 in 3 years, really not more than 2 in 5. So some companies look at 3, some companies look at 5. So if you have jewelry on your policy, take it off. Get a Jewelers Mutual policy, very, very inexpensive. And they cover you for a whole lot more, like worldwide travel, which your home policy doesn't do. The home policy is very limited. So I do tell people, get it over here, and then you can go worldwide travel. You can, you get so much more coverage over here, and it's less expensive. So that's a big thought, because a lot of people's policies I see that come to me as new people, I'm like, oh, you have jewelry on the policy. If you ever file a claim, there goes your home rate, which we want your home rate to stay nice. They're already high enough, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you have jewelry, get it off. Same concept on your auto policy. If you have towing on your auto policy, get it off. Okay, buy AAA or buy Good Sam, buy some kind of roadside assistance separate. Because once again, it's about frequency. If you have AAA and you file a towing claim, your auto rates aren't affected because you didn't file an auto claim. So those two things are my big things when I meet new people and I see their policy, I tell them to do. Because then you're keeping your claims history good and clean and you're just putting it to AAA or Jewelers Mutual and those don't affect you because they don't report.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So those are two big topics that I have to say because everyone has to get towed every now and then. Lots of people have jewelry. Your guns should stay on your home policy. There is NRA stuff people can look at that they can purchase extra and more coverage. But the guns, a lot of people buy through NRA and don't really have too much on their homes. So those are the thoughts I have. And always, always use a licensed bonded contractor when you're doing work to your home.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Always don't go with the fly-by-night guy. Don't go with the storm chasers for your roof. It's a big thing I tell all my people. Make sure you're dealing with someone local and you're looking at their
okay, so if
things.
If Mike hired an unlicensed contractor to he had a fire and he hired an unlicensed contractor to do all the renovations of his house. And you are his agent. Mm-hmm. He's now come to Angela to file a claim. Do you ask him who he used? Do you look at that? How would you know that he used an unlicensed contractor? Because then he wouldn't be covered.
So it's the insured's preference to use whoever they want. So that's what the insurance company will tell you, no matter who you're insured with. They'll say, Mike, you can choose whoever you want to do business with. However, it's if you choose the unlicensed person, then the insurance company, there's nothing to back you up because you use the person unlicensed. So it's in your better interest to, but the insurance company doesn't look the companies up. Like when you file a claim, the claims adjuster doesn't go, oh, hey, Mike, this guy's unlicensed. They don't do that. What they do is they give you whatever company you're dealing with. They give you their preferred, which they know are licensed, bonded, and insured.
But you don't have to use those.
You don't have to use them.
I know. Mm-hmm. You do not have to use the preferred.
No, you do not. But okay. they know they did the work ahead of time to know that they're licensed, bonded, insured. But it's completely up to you as a homeowner or even when you're dealing with your auto insurance to use who you want. Just know that if they're licensed, there's more to back you up.
So what does that mean, there's more to back you up?
Because you have the person having actual insurance that you can go after if they do faulty work, you know, if they are bonds. So licensed, bonded, insured, that's protecting you more.
Right.
Because the insurance company really...
So you don't look to see if they're licensed. Mm-mm. So that really doesn't come into play.
Nope. So that's when the claims adjuster talks to you and says, choose who you want. And then my people call me back and say, who should I choose? And I can't direct you to one certain person or one certain company, but that's the advice I give. I say, go do a Google search, get on your computer, figure out who's licensed, bonded, insured, ask them if they do free estimates, check out their Google reviews, do some homework a little bit, and then, you know, talk to neighbors and friends and then pick the person.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good advice. Good advice.
Okay, so do you think we've covered home insurance pretty
good?
Yeah,
I'm still waiting for that one category, the insulation.
Just eat your donut.
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's talk about auto insurance.
Sure.
Because in talking to you last week, I learned this, Mike. I had no idea. So you're behind me. Uh-huh. We're on the road, and you're behind me. And you're not paying attention, and you run into the back of my car, and you damage the back of my car. Now, because you were going so fast, you pushed me into the car in front of me, and I mashed into that car, and that car mashed into the car in front of them. You're responsible for everything.
The guy that's at the tail end.
Yes, that's you.
That's you.
I've been in that situation.
That?
Yeah, because I've been in that situation.
You were the tailing guy?
Nope, I was in the middle.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So you've learned.
In a Corvette, no less. I had a lot of fiberglass on the driveway or on the street.
Yeah.
So the tailing guy is responsible for all the damage.
To every single car. He caused the rear ending in Arizona. That he's responsible for all three cars he hit, and including his. So he would have to pay his collision deductible to fix his car, and then every person he hit would fall under property damage. And thank God, hopefully, he has enough coverage with all the fancy cars we have driving out here.
That's a good point.
Yes, it is, because the state only requires you to have 25,000 property damage coverage. I mean, half these trucks are 80,000, you know. So when I talk to people that come to me and have state minimums, I educate and say, there's a lot of fancy cars out there. Let's get you to 100,000. It's like pennies to change it from 25 to 100. It's not going to break your bank. So that's definitely something that I...
Good protection.
Oh, yeah, that I advise. Because if you're that guy in the back and you do all that and you don't have enough coverage, well, now you got a personal lawsuit.
Yeah, comes out of your pocket.
Exactly. Yeah. And they'll garnish your wages, you know. So all these things can happen to you. So just pay a little more for your insurance to know, because it's an accident. None of us know when it's going to happen. Just have good coverage that you can feel that you can drive around with peace of mind.
So now that Mike has... mashed into the back of me, and I've mashed into the car in front of me and the car in front of them. Should we make Mike show us proof of insurance? Or what if he says, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just pay out of my pocket. I'll write you a check. And we'll talk about that when we come back from break.
The only reason I hit you from behind is I was eating my donut.
I knew it. Don't eat and drive. Listeners, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. And we were in the middle of a great question before we had to take a break. Mike has mashed into the back of me.
Yeah, you were in the middle. I was at the end.
Yes. And you mashed into the back of me and I mashed into the car. And so Mike says, oh, it's okay. I just pay cash. Here's my phone number. Call me and I'll pay cash.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with that, Angela?
There's a lot wrong with that. There's a lot I'm going to say. Don't let Mike get away. Hold Mike accountable. That's a nice person. I'm saying, like, hey, I don't want to use my insurance. People feel that way.
Yes.
They don't want to use their insurance. Right. They want to take care of it. And he might be completely 100% legit that he's going to pay.
But he may not be legit.
Exactly. But a lot of people come across that way. And then you find out, oh, my goodness, Mike didn't give me the right phone number. I got the wrong number.
Right.
Not saying you at all. It's just a story scenario. So what you would want to do in that situation is ask Mike to get a copy of his insurance card. card.
Just I don't have it with me.
Then get a cop and take a picture of his license plate.
Okay, and his driver's license?
And his driver's license, if he's willing to give it to you.
Oh, he doesn't have to.
If he's not, some people can say, I don't need to show you that, but you can snap a picture of their license plate.
Okay.
You can do that. You know, anyone can do a picture really quick, even if the guy's being, hey, I'm not helping you, I'm not. So the more pictures you have, if you have a witness, let that person help you too. You know, if someone's like, I seen it, you know, that was not involved in the chain up. Get them to be on your side as well for the police report, because then you could take yourself to the police department with the pictures that you have and you could make your own report. And then if Mike was legitimate and Mike was like, hey, yeah, it's going to do it. And you called the phone number, at least you had all that backup stuff, you know, just in case it wasn't. And if Mike pays out of pocket, that's okay. But if you have an injury, not okay.
Different story.
Yeah. So if there was injuries involved, I would never let anyone pay out of pocket. I would say everybody use their insurance because you want to.
So let's say that we didn't know about an injury and 6 weeks later, oh, my neck and my back.
Mm-hmm. And if you let Mike pay out of pocket, now Mike's not going to want to pay for your medical, most
okay.
likely. So you would want to. That's when a claim is important, when there are injuries involved. But although you didn't know about it, but if you still had his information, you still could go back and make a claim.
Okay.
Because you have up to 1 year to make a claim.
Interesting.
So either when Mike paid for your car out of pocket, then you have that injury. You had all that photographs that you have. You could go to Mike now and say, hey, you could call him personally, or you could just call his insurance company and file the claim, and it would be still where you could get paid out under medical.
So two questions. Number one, when in regards to automobile claims or accidents, I should say, mm-hmm. when would you advise people to call the police?
Anytime there's an injury.
Okay.
Yep, an injury for sure. And you can call the police. I would call the police every single time, but they don't show up to every single place,
gotcha.
Especially parking lots and certain things. They'll say handle on your own.
Uh-huh.
But I would always call the police in a situation just because you never know who you're dealing with in that vehicle too.
Sure.
You know, you could have someone that's very angry and, you know, that kind of thing. So I do say call the police, unless it's a little fender bender in a Walmart or Target parking lot and you guys get out and you're both nice. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Usually when two people are backing up, it's 50-50. Your insurance company, Mike's insurance company would say, yep, you were backing out. So was Sandy at the same time. Both of you use your own insurance. And
gotcha.
That's what would happen in the backup situation. Unless Sandy was parked. And Mike just plowed into Sandy, backing up, then it's his fault 100%.
Yeah. Which I've been known to do to Sandy's fault.
Okay, so what if I start backing out first, and I'm pretty far out into the turn lane, and then here comes Mike backing out into me?
Yes, and that's going to be like
still
a 50-50. They're going to look at it and go, you were both backing at the same time, and most insurance companies and claims are going to say, just use your own insurance.
Okay, so what about in the situation where a person says, it's not a big fender bender, I don't want it to go against my insurance company, so I'm going to give you my personal information and we'll call the police and blah, 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 but I want to pay out of pocket. Can that other individual file a claim against your insurance company anyway? And will that go on your record?
Yeah, they can. So if he says he or she says out of pocket and then they decide no out of pocket, because that police report puts your insurance and his insurance or her. So the police report shows both parties and both parties, State Farm or Farmers or whatever you have. So either one of you could go against and say, I know you could say, I don't think he's going to pay out of pocket. I'm going to go call Farmers or vice versa. They can. So.
Gotcha. I just was curious if that accident happened at 2 in the afternoon and you said, I'm going to pay for it, 4:30 in the afternoon, the person says, gee, I'm not feeling good about this, so I'm going to put a claim against their mm-hmm. insurance. Even if that person was willing to pay out of pocket or does, mm-hmm. it's still going to go on his car insurance as a notation.
If he pays out of pocket, it will not hit his insurance. If he decides he doesn't want to pay out of pocket,
sure,
then
different story.
And
so if you paid out of pocket, even though they claimed against your or filed a claim against your insurance company, it wouldn't go on the insurance record.
Right, because anytime the parties pay out of pocket, no insurance company knows.
What's happening?
The two of you settle it together. That's just like you and him. You're like, hey, I'm going to pay out of pocket. He says, perfect. He gives you the estimate. You're like, great. He says, I'll pay for it. I'll fix it. And he goes to the body shop, fixes it for you. Your rates aren't affected. His rates aren't affected.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So in those little tiny things like that, that's when I say you can do those things. But when it's injuries or lots of other vehicles involved, use your insurance.
So next time I hit Sandy from behind, I'll do it at a very slow speed.
Perfect. And you can pay out of pocket for everybody that we crunch.
Exactly.
Yes, don't make me crash into the lady in front of me. I mean, with driving, you just have to be so careful nowadays. You have to look around you 25 times before you back out of a space. Okay, that's so why. I don't understand this. Whenever I go to a parking lot, I like park in the North 40.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody around me. I don't want anybody backing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are these people that have to go down the driving lanes that want the closest spot between all the cars. And I don't get it.
Get some exercise, park far like Sandy.
Yes,
I agree.
You're better off and you're safer.
Well, and that's the other thing, as far as if you're in a congested area and you're going to take a little bit longer to get in and out.
Yes.
And some of these people race
they
up and down.
They just go crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So where do you park?
I don't try to go to the very front. I don't park in the North 40, but I'll park in the in between. So it's not real congested.
Engineer, where do you park?
Outer space.
Okay, wise guy. Have another donut.
On the moon.
Okay, Angela, where do you park?
I usually park about where Mike does.
Oh, in the
middle. I try to get further out there, but this darn boot of mine, I haven't been parking that far recently.
I just park as far out as I can go. I mean, I don't want anybody around me.
It's true, and people depend on their cameras too much. You know, people don't use their mirrors like they should anymore. Because you just, and then all of a sudden there's a guy walking by. You're like, I just didn't see that. But if you would have been looking this way over your shoulder with your mirror, you might have seen that guy.
So I finally realized how my backup camera works. You know how all you guys, pickup truck guys, you are a back-inner, you back in.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I really need to start backing in, like the guys. I want to be one of the guys. Well, at first, I didn't do so good because you've got two sections to your backup camera. You've got the main section, and then off to the side, you have the section that guides you into the parking spot.
Sure, yep.
I didn't know that section existed. I was concentrating on the bigger backup. Never could I get into the space. I was straddled the space. The space was between my car. Till I finally figured out how you use the other little section. Mm-hmm. Now I just like I'm a backup kind of girl.
But the only issue that I have with backing is that I can never really tell, even though it starts beeping and it'll get more frequent.
Right.
I can never tell. I think, oh, gosh, I must be right there. I get out and I go back and there's a foot and a half or 2 feet. And it's like, wow.
So anyway, I'll race you to see. I'm a pretty fast backupper.
Perfect.
Girl now. I got it made in the shade. So what else, Angela? We've talked about home insurance. Oh, we have to take a break. That's what I didn't know you were like waving at me. I thought you were waving to just say hi.
You thought he wanted another donut.
I did. Come on, engineer. Okay, the three of us will be right back. Bye. Angela, this went way too fast, right, Mike?
It did. It did.
So let's talk about, quickly, uninsured motorists.
Yes. Okay, so in Arizona, there's about 12% of people in our state driving without insurance. Is about 700,000 people.
Whoa.
So please, please make sure you review your policy that you have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, as it covers your injuries for the other people that injure you.
In other words, look at your limits, too, though. Just because you have it doesn't mean you're really covered.
Correct. You might not have enough.
So we really need to take care of ourselves.
Yes, that's what we're saying. Because of the bad people who aren't insuring themselves, we have to put on our policies and pay for it to protect ourselves.
Perfect.
Yes.
And you really don't know what you need unless you're working with a good licensed broker.
Correct. So, Angela, give your phone number out.
Yes, my phone number is 928 928- 928-379-4262.
And that's your cell phone number.
That's my personal cell phone number.
928-379-4262. Is that the best way to reach you?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Thank you for being with Mike and me this morning. Insurance is just so important. It's critical. Listeners, if you want Angela to look at your policies, you do all of that for free, correct?
I do. It's all free. Quotes, advice, call me when you need me.
Perfect. So Angela is at 928-379-4262. Thank you for the donuts, my beauty. It was a pleasure having you with Mike and me. Until next weekend.
I'm Mike.
Angela.
Sandy and the engineer. Bye.
See ya.
I was going to say thank you to you, but I ran out of seconds.
thank you to you still.
Have a time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.